It's a new month and things were rolling on Wall Street. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the first day of December. Thanks for being here. In other news, Shake Shack gets creative and looking to double up locations next year. Travis Scott and McDonald's, they talk money. Moving on out, it's a San Francisco story. Working from home saved this company $250,000 this year. Wait a minute. What's this, a child slavery story? Yesterday, it was job cuts at Exxon. Today, another oil company joins them. Sephora and Kohl's are getting together. We've got the Wall Street Report and a call to keep grocery store trips short. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. A quick programming note for you. Today, we welcome yet another sponsor of the newscast. Focus and Find is a business talent search firm that specializes in providing diverse and inclusive slates of job candidates to large corporations across the United States. You can find out more at focusandfind.com. And welcome to the broadcast. Yesterday, we saw the markets fall. Today was a different story, as the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both set records. The kicker was investors betting on a COVID-19 vaccine to become available soon, and there was some global good news from manufacturing places in China. I'll share the numbers in just a bit. The Shake Shack was one of the first restaurants to adjust their buildings as businesses adjusted to drive up and pick up orders. Back in May, the company took the wraps off of something called Shake Track, which has drive-up and walk-up windows that are reserved for picking up digital orders. The design makes curbside pickup a permanent feature there. While Shake Shack sales have suffered because more people are staying at home and cooking more of their meals, it has also created an opportunity for the burger chain to add more suburban restaurants and accelerate its digital plans to respond to how consumers order and eat their burgers. Investors already like Shake Shack for its growth potential. Shares of the company have risen 36% this year, despite its revenue falling by more than 17% in the first three quarters. At the end of last year, the company had a global restaurant footprint of just 275 locations, with less than 200 restaurants in the United States. Looking ahead, the company has predicted a domestic footprint of 450 company-owned stores. Staying with food for just a moment, according to Forbes, rapper Travis Scott's deal with McDonald's may have landed him a $200 fine after the artist drew crowds during a surprise visit to a California location, but it was all worth it in the end. Scott wound up earning approximately 100,000 times that figure through his partnership with the fast food giant. Scott earned roughly $5 million through the endorsement, along with another $15 million through McDonald's themed merchandise he developed for his Cactus Jack brand. On McDonald's end, the meat of the deal was a limited-time menu offering called the Travis Scott Meal. What was that? It was a quarter pounder with cheese, bacon, and lettuce, medium fries with barbecue sauce, and a Sprite. The $6 combo, which is Scott's go-to McDonald's order, was available for only 1 month, and McDonald's ran thousands of dollars in TV and radio ad buys. And it worked. Many locations reported running out of ingredients. And a bit of history for you. It was the first celebrity burger deal since the Michael Jordan burger, or the McJordan, debuted in early 1990s. Tom Szasz is the CEO of Hourly. That's an insurance tech startup that connects the dots between payroll and workers' compensation insurance. He says that work from home has saved his company over $250,000 this year. When the pandemic caused the company's move to a new office to be put on hold, Sagi was skeptical about how his company would run with a full remote team. But 7 months in, he says he now appreciates the increased flexibility and productivity that comes with remote work, as well as the decreased overhead costs on renting office space and increased access to remote talent. Although the transition was rocky at times, he says that his team has formed a special bond while working from home that makes their work culture feel even more connected. And he says there are no plans to go back to the office. In a related story, according to San Francisco-based site Public Comment, which works with the U.S. Postal Service to track requests for a change of address, as many as 89,000 households have left San Francisco since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Some households relocated to neighboring areas like Marin County and Oakland. For those who left the Bay Area entirely, they spread to cities and towns across the country. According to Public Comment, Las Vegas was the number one destination, followed by Palm Beach County, Florida, Seminole County, Florida, the Denver region, and Beaverton, Oregon, a city just west of Portland. The reason? Well, the reason folks left? High housing costs and, yeah, the ability to work remotely. Well, this one caught our eye. Both Nestle and Cargill have been accused of child slavery on the Ivory Coast coca farms. But today, the Supreme Court of the United States signaled they may let it pass. Hearing arguments by phone, justices from across the court's ideological spectrum questioned whether the allegations against the companies had enough of a U.S. connection to move forward. It could be another incremental victory for corporations on the 231-year-old Alien Tort Statute, which was a favorite tool of human rights advocates until the Supreme Court started scaling it back. The court ruled in 2013 that the law generally doesn't apply beyond U.S. borders, and in 2018 that foreign corporations can't be sued. Yesterday, we told you that Exxon was going to trim their global workforce by 15%, with the bulk of U.S. jobs leaving the Houston, Texas area. Today, Conoco joined in with their own announcement. In an email out today, ConocoPhillips said it may dismiss as many as one-fourth of its Houston headquarters staff as the largest independent oil explorer cuts costs and prepares for the takeover of Concho Resources. According to that email, affected employees will be notified as early as February 1st and will receive 60 days advance notice, severance pay, and help finding new jobs. The company agreed to buy Concho in October, and the $11.4 billion deal is expected to close next year. Meanwhile, on the retail beat, in a joint presser, retailers Sephora and Kohl's announced today that Sephora will open up 850 mini-stores in Kohl's locations by 2023. According to a statement, the two brands have very limited overlap, and the partnership will hopefully attract younger shoppers to Kohl's and also bring higher-end beauty options to already existing Kohl's customers who may not have a Sephora location close to their home. The stores will replace any beauty section in current Kohl's locations. Along with the brick-and-mortar stores, the Kohl's website will be revamped to feature the products that can be found inside these mini locations as well, but there is no word yet as to which brands will be available to purchase. It was a total reversal today on Wall Street as both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hit new records. It was all about investors betting on a COVID-19 vaccine and some upbeat information on manufacturing in China. The Dow came down from its session high but still gained 186 points to close at 29,823. The tech-heavy NASDAQ was up a whopping 156 points to close at a record of 12,355. And the broad market S&P 500 was up 40 points, also hitting a new record at 3662. Early today, the equities did get a boost from data that showed China's factory activity in November increased at its fastest pace in a decade. Meanwhile, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told the Senate Banking Committee there must be more aid for small businesses. And add to that that a group of bipartisan lawmakers today showed off a $908 billion relief bill in the hope of breaking a months-long deadlock between Democrats and Republicans for some relief for small business. And finally, there is this. new guidance out says that if you grocery shop, try to make sure you're in the store the shortest amount of time possible. According to a New York Times report, it's best to keep your grocery trips to 30 minutes or less. That according to Lindsay Marr, an aerosol scientist at Virginia Tech and an expert on airborne disease transmission. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say spending 15 minutes or more within 6 feet of someone who is infected or who has been exposed to the coronavirus raises your risk of infection. To stay safe, Marr and other experts at the New York Times said that you should wear a well-fitting mask at all times in the store and avoid touching your face. Bring a shopping list, including substitutes in case you can't find the item you want. Avoid crowded areas of the store. Maintain social distance in the checkout line and at the register. And then wash your hands thoroughly after leaving the store. Or if you can't get to a sink right away, use hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol and then wash with soap and water when you get home. That's a wrap on today's edition of the Business News Headlines. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.